Well, good morning and welcome. I do appreciate you all coming here today to help us celebrate the announcement of our soy processing expansion. It's a significant moment for West Central and certainly a significant moment for the Soy Plus product that we is one of the three branded value-added dairy products that we manufacture here at West Central. And for me, it's particularly meaningful having spent the last 10 years in the dairy division within West Central. And personally, as a young guy growing up on a dairy farm in northern New York, it was particularly meaningful. And I've been associated with dairy throughout my career, first as a store manager of a local co-op, and then about two decades with the Farm Credit System lending to the dairy industry. And then did a stint with Land O'Lakes Farina Feeds before I came here to West Central. So it is pretty exciting. But before we talk a little bit about the products, the dairy products that we manufacture here at West Central, I'd like to take a minute to introduce some of our guests. Today we have Assistant Secretary of Ag Mike Hay. We've got Grant Kimberly with the Iowa Soybean Association. And then Tom Oswald, who's the president of the Iowa Soybean Association. We also have some Carroll County supervisors, Ralston City Council, Carroll County Economic Development in Region 12, and also board of directors, some of our board of directors here, both past and present, which is neat to see. Some of those were the innovators that actually started some of the soy processing here at Ralston. And of course, our business partners, Troy from CoBank, who is one of our key partners, especially in this endeavor. You can't do a lot without cash, and CoBank's been an excellent partner for us for a long, long time, and we appreciate that. So maybe just do a quick history of the dairy products that we have, and it's not really necessarily a story of the dairy industry of West Central. It's really a story of innovation and vision by the board of directors and who are members. You know, producer members are elected by the membership in the cooperative. If you look back, co-op was started back in 1933, and in 1941, the board decided, you know, we ought to do something to add value to our soybeans. And instead of those beans being shipped down south, I think historically they were processed on cotton gins, meal sent back to feed animals, they decided, let's get our own presses and produce our own meal. I don't think hexane extraction was around then, so they looked for mechanical extracted presses, you know, where you literally crush the bean, steel against steel. And that was a pretty amazing feat back then because 1941 was wartime, where things like sugar and gas and steel were rationed. So in order to do that, their persistence and vision was a pretty amazing feat. So in 1941, they began processing soybean meal. As the years went on, West Central developed very strong relationships with land-grant universities, with academia. And in the late 70s, a guy by the name of Dr. Glenn Broderick at the University of Wisconsin, who also did some work for USDA, had an idea, and this gets to be a little lesson in dairy physiology. And Tim Brown, our on-staff PhD nutritionist, always cringes when I give these analogies, but the dairy cow's stomach is like what they call a rumen, and it's basically a fermentation tank. And you know, if you hear the concept, I'm ruminating on something, you know, things ferment. So it's kind of like making beer or wine. It's a big fermentation tank. And in that tank, there are a bunch of little microbes that actually take the grass and the grain and the feed that are fed and turn that into protein, what they call them. And so when the soybean meal passes through, the bugs eat some of that, unless if it gets into the cow's small intestine where it's absorbed and made into protein and milk. So Glenn had an idea. Could we alter the protein bonds so that the microbes eat less and more of it goes into the cow? And he said, thereby bypassing the cow's rumen. That's where we get the term bypass protein today. And so he tested that at the university. It had a great idea. He had great results. Not only did it increase milk production, it had an ancillary benefit of improved herd health. So the cow was healthier. So through his relationship with West Central, they said, let's give this a try. Let's change our process and how we actually crush the beans to come up with bypass protein. So in 1984, Soy Plus was born. And for about a 10-year run, that was the only bypass protein available in the market, the dairy market. That literally revolutionized dairy nutrition. Since then, we have some really good competitors out there, but the fact that it's been 30 years, I think the last year was our 30-year anniversary of Soy Plus. So to have a value-added product that stood the test of time, that actually works, that we sell now nationally and internationally, and it, that tonnage is growing, continue to grow, I think that's a real testament to the vision and persistence of the board of directors and the cooperative, and frankly, the cooperative spirit. So one of the other examples of innovation is once they had all this soybean meal, they kept growing and growing. What do we do with all the soybean oil? And somebody kind of figured out that the molecular structure of soybean oil isn't too far from that of diesel fuel. And it kind of makes sense if you think where oil comes from, you know, plants and animals degrading over millions of years. So West Central worked with a couple of outfits to come up with a way to make continuous flow biodiesel production. From that endeavor, REG, Renewable Energy Group, was born. And in 2007, it was spun off as a separate company from West Central. And a few years ago, it was actually became a publicly traded company on the NASDAQ. That's a phenomenal feat for any company, to take a startup, to get it to be registered and a public company, and to thrive. It's a very strong company, and it's a very strong partner for us because they buy, if not all, most every all of our soybean oil, so they're another great partner. So another example of the innovation was milk fever in dairy cows. This is another physiology lesson. When a dairy cow calves about 21 days before she calves, it's a very critical time for that mother because she's still trying to continually develop the fetus as well as she's coming into milk production. So she needs a lot of calcium, and they struggle. The cow's anatomy, physiology struggles to metabolize the calcium it naturally produces. If her physiology goes off after she calves, she literally can go down, literally does not get back up, and within 2 or 3 days she's dead. Historically in the dairy industry in the United States, that would represent anywhere between 10% and 15% of your herd dying every year. So the historic treatment was you call the vet comes out, gives a bottle of calcium intravenously to the cow, and literally within hours the cow is back up and eating and is alive. Very expensive proposition, very risky. So two guys, doctors by the name of Dr. Jesse Goff and Dr. Ron Horst at the USDA Animal Disease Lab in Ames figured there's got to be a better way. And they knew a lot about animal physiology. And they came up with a concept called, well, maybe they didn't invent the concept, Tim, though I guess it was in the literature, called DCAD, dietary cation anion difference. And what they theorized is if we could acidify the cow's bloodstream, change her physiology a little bit by naturally feeding her differently, she'd be able to metabolize the calcium she naturally produces. And they tried it, and that theory worked. But over a period of years, the challenge they had is they typically use anionic salts. And, you know, salt tastes really good if you shake it a little bit on meat, but if you take a whole handful at once, it doesn't taste so good. That's what the dairy cow experienced. So they said they knew the chloride ion was the most effective ion to acidify a cow's bloodstream. So they said, why don't we try acid, hydrochloric acid to be specific. And it worked. And for some odd reason, this is the marketing side of things, cows find it to be rather tasty, sour. And so they worked with West Central. Hey, we got this idea. We just need to know how to get it on a carrier. What kind of feed could we get it on to be able to feed it to the animals so they'd be intake, change its physiology, eliminate milk fever? We said, hey, we'll give it a whirl. We had a pilot plant down our Adair Lake location, which over a relatively short period of time, I think, the acid ate up most of the plant until we figured out how to contain that. And then the board once again decided we think we've got the process perfected. We invested $7 million in a plant in Jefferson, Iowa. And today that product has done nothing but grow. I think Bovine Magazine or Bovine International had said that one of the 10 top innovations in dairy nutrition in the last 20 years has been DCAD. And so literally you have a product that revolutionizes the way dairy cows are treated, they're healthier, and literally you're changing an industry. And I think that's pretty neat for maybe a not-so-little co-op here in the middle of Iowa. So Pasture Chlor, which is our third branded product that we sell, that was kind of an offshoot from Pasture Chlor, and that was developed in Costa Rica with the University of Costa Rica. And in Costa Rica, the soils are all volcanic, so they're high potassium. That's a very hard diet to balance DCAD, to acidify the cow's bloodstream. So Jesse and Dr. Sanchez in University of Costa Rica came up with a specific type of soy chlor for that pasture-based dairies, and we call it Pasture Chlor. And that's been a really neat product for us as well. So you see, we have a real rich history of innovation, and I think one of the core competencies that West Central Cooperative has is the ability to commercialize these research ideas. And there's some that don't work. We spent 8 years working with Iowa State to develop, take soybean protein to make glue for plywood to eliminate the use of formaldehyde. That was a fairly successful program. Not as successful as we would have liked, but it was still something that, you know, we were able to, once again, take a look at another product that may not be our core business, but when you look at our ability to commercialize research ideas, that is a core competency. So kind of neat. So with that, I have maybe a couple more comments. One, I think one of the strengths of our co-op, and I think there's a lot of buzz in the industry, and always has been for the last 10 years, about what's the role of co-ops, and are they a dying breed? And I see that very, very differently. I see that we have a unique role in agriculture, particularly, you know, whether it's an aggregator of beans and corn that we can take from producers, from a lot of producers, and store it and ship it to international markets through rail or truck, or whether we turn it into a value-added product like Soy Plus. I think that's unique. Even more unique, and which I think is a competitive advantage for any business, and that is the fact that when you own or control the supply chain, you have a strong, long-term, sustainable competitive advantage. When you look at, from our agronomy division, we know what we feed the plants and the soil. Feed the plant, not the soil. We know what nutrients go into those plants. We know how they're harvested. We know how they're graded when they come in on the grain division. We know how they're stored. We know how they're processed in our plant. We know how they're shipped. We have our own leased rail car fleet. So we know the only thing that goes in those rail cars is Soy Plus. We know the end user. We know the feed mill that actually uses that product in manufacturing feed for the dairies. And in most cases, we know exactly where that went on the dairy. So we literally own or control the supply chain. And a side benefit is, we've all heard about the Food Safety Modernization Act. We know traceability. We comply at our manufacturing plants, as well as our grain and agronomy. We are ISO certified, and in our manufacturing plants for both feed and for the Soy Plus plant and Soy Chlor plant, we are HACCP certified as well. So kind of a neat story that's unique to West Central. And also probably the last benefit of that is when you look at typical co-ops, you know, you have agronomy, you have grain, you have feed, some have farm supplies, some have lumber, some have petroleum. Well, we have dairy. And again, kind of unique because we have very, very few dairies in our trade territory. They're mostly external to our trade territory. So it gives us diversity, financial diversity. So when grain might be down in a downturn, you know, it's up and down, it's cyclical, we've got the advantage of something that just produces day after day after day. So that's kind of a neat deal for any business to have. So with that, that's kind of an overview of how we got here and where we're going. And I think it's really a testament to our board of directors. The $27 million expansion is significant. And I think I heard a fact that might be the largest ag investment in Carroll County. So that's pretty cool. And it truly is my privilege to be a leader of the cooperative. So with that, I'm going to turn that over to Mark Cullen, our Executive Vice President of Animal Nutrition here at West Central, and he's going to kind of give you more of the detail on the plant and what all that entails. Mark?
Thank you, Mylon. In addition to overseeing our 360 Feeds livestock manufacturing business, I am proud to represent our dairy nutrition product line, which includes Soy Chlor, Pasture Chlor plant in Jefferson, and our Soy Plus facility here in Ralston. We are excited to announce a major expansion to our Soy Plus processing facility in Ralston. Our current Soy Plus manufacturing plant has been running at capacity for over a year and has continued strong demand. West Central Cooperative will invest $27 million to expand our current production by 50%. The investment will include a new addition on the current plant, mechanical presses, bean grinding, cooling and drying equipment, along with finished product storage, soy oil storage, and truck loadout. In addition, we will invest in additional grain storage and handling equipment at Ralston to meet the increased demand for soybeans. When at full capacity, the current plant and expansion will produce 1,800 tons of soy plus per day. The new plant expansion will create more than 11 new jobs in production and customer service. We're excited about the job creation. These full-time positions include benefits, vacation, 401k, and very competitive wages. Our people are what demonstrate the difference at this company, and we will be holding a job fair June 11th from 5 to 7 p.m. in Ralston to showcase opportunities. We invite prospective candidates to come and experience what West Central has to offer in dairy nutrition, grain, feed, agronomy, and support services. In addition to creating new jobs, this expansion will increase demand for soybeans. As Mylan talked about, one of West Central's hallmarks is innovation through value-added manufacturing, and we are continuing that tradition. The expansion will process an additional 6 million bushels of beans annually and 20 million bushels total. We are very excited about the new demand this will create for soybeans delivered to our grain locations. To put it in perspective, when complete, the current plant expansion will process the equivalent of 400,000 acres of soybeans. That would account for every soybean produced in Carroll and Greene counties today. Not only will we be creating demand for soybeans, but we will have the opportunity to further support the state's biodiesel industry with an increase in our soybean oil production. Renewable Energy Group, a company which has its roots in West Central's value-added commercialization, is a great partner and purchaser of our soybean oil. We look forward to continuing our successful relationship with this industry leader. Construction will start as early as next week on the plant expansion. Todd and Sargent of Ames has been selected to oversee the project. We're excited to partner with them and want to thank Lee and John Sargent, along with their team, for working with us to make this growth opportunity a reality. The new plant will be the same patented, all-natural, mechanical expeller process that produces high-quality, consistent soy plus that our customers expect and dairy cows crave. We will continue our stringent processes and testing protocols that are included in the HACCP and ISO certification programs. We anticipate that the additional tons from this plant expansion will be available sometime fall of 2016. There are many people in our West Central Cooperative team that we must thank for this opportunity. From our agronomy team, headed up by Scott Kuhn, who help our farmers make educated agronomic decisions for their crop acres, to our grain team led by Roger Frey, who handles the soybeans and provides expert grain marketing advice to our customers. Our 360 Feeds team, which provides high quality feed for area livestock producers. And to our administration team headed up by Rick Vanderheiden, who make it a tick from accounting to human resources, IT, marketing, and technical services. These are the many jobs that go unnoticed. We thank you, and we are excited to work together as this expansion comes forward. Our dairy nutrition team includes the staff members at our Soy Plus facility, led by Randy Daniel, our soy chlor and plant and pasture chlor team, led by Kevin Grunmeyer, the customer service team of Caitlin, Ross, Stephen, Marcy, that go above and beyond to meet every customer need for order processing, invoicing, marketing, and many more things. Our logistics crew, headed up by Bill Neese, which moves our product by trucks and trains. Our on-staff nutritionist, Dr. Tim Brown, and our regional sales managers, sitting here in the front row with Dr. Tim Brown, to serve our feed mills, nutritionists, and dairy farm customers domestically and internationally. I'd like our dairy nutrition team to stand up, please. This team has put in countless hours to meet the increasing demand for our products. Thank you for what you do every day for our customers to demonstrate the difference. Demonstrating the difference, this is West Central's rallying cry, and our promise to our stockholders and the new Soy Plus expansion is an excellent example of this. This project creates new revenue opportunities to allow us to continue and grow and expand our businesses, offer stockholders new opportunities for patronage and equity in a diversified company, and it will increase soybean demand grown locally and create stronger bids for our customer soybeans. Soybean growers are the foundation of this new project, and the Iowa Soybean Association is very passionate about creating markets that add value to Iowa soybeans. It is my pleasure to introduce Grant Kimberly, the Director of Market Development for the Iowa Soybean Association. Grant has worked professionally since 2003 in the area of international marketing, biodiesel, soybean meal marketing, value-added, and bio-based product development, which are some of ISA's top priorities. In his current position, he is responsible for all marketing and demand-building initiatives for ISA. This includes working with the soybean industry partners, including the U.S. Soybean Export Council offices in the U.S., Asia, Europe, and Latin America. Please help me welcome Grant Kimberly.
Thanks, Mark. Sorry to jump the gun there, but I didn't realize you had that nice long introduction for me there, but I appreciate that. So I do want to thank the staff of West Central and all your members for having me here today and having the Iowa Soybean Association take part in this. So on behalf of our 40,000 farmers in the state of Iowa, President Tom Oswald, who's also here in attendance, and also I see another former board member of ours, Delbert Christensen, and current United Soybean Board member, we want to thank you for this opportunity and congratulate you on the success of Soy Plus expansion of this facility. The livestock industry is the largest customer for the soybean farmer, and we are happy to provide a high-quality product to our customers and see our partners in the industry grow. Creating value is all about creating more demand. The development of this innovative product represents one way to add value and to generate more demand to the more than 500 million bushels of soybeans that Iowa farmers produce on an annual basis. Adding value is all about managing resources and exploring new ideas to the fullest extent, and can lead to the discovering of new profit centers. Adding value to agriculture products beyond the farm gate usually has several times the economic impact of the agriculture production alone. The additional value can be seen right here in Iowa on individual farms and in small towns, as well as throughout the state and across the country. Soy Plus and the expansion of this facility opens doors domestically and also around the world to utilize more soybeans, ultimately making the Iowa soybean farmer more competitive in the marketplace. As just an example, last year the Iowa Soybean Association and myself had the opportunity to visit dairy farms for the first time in China. And while there, we learned that the dairy consumption in that part of the world is projected to double in the next 10 years, from 20 kilograms per person to 40 kilograms per person. We also learned that that China is home to 14 million dairy cows. In one projection, we were told they looked at that number maybe increasing to up to 28 million dairy cows in the next 10 years. So the growth of that market will demand a high-quality feed, maybe like Soy Plus, and in turn will create demand for more Iowa soybeans. And that's just one example. I think you're going to continue to see expansion of an increased consumption of dairy across the world. As the world's middle class continues to grow, the first thing people add back to their diet is protein, and dairy is going to be a key component of that. So Soy Plus can play a huge role in that, and so can the Iowa soybean industry. So West Central has demonstrated great leadership, and we look forward to partnering for continued success and growth of the soybean production in Iowa and the value-added agriculture that this facility can create for the state. So thank you for creating this valuable market for Iowa soybeans, and again, I want to congratulate you, West Central, the staff, the members, and all the community leaders here for this great activity and this great investment. So thanks again.
Thanks, Grant. Now I'd like to introduce Mike Hay, who is the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture for Iowa. Mike's been active in the agribusiness industry for more than 13 years, having served in public policy roles for state and national trade associations and in private industry. As Deputy Secretary, NAG assistant management responsibilities for the department focus on the area of personnel and budget. He will also support the department's efforts to be accessible to Iowans by traveling regularly to represent the department at meetings across the state, like this one here. Mike?
Great. Thank you. Well, thank you, Mylan, and Mark as well for your welcome this morning. And on behalf of Secretary Northey, I want to greet you all and congratulate the West Central team and your farmer owners on making this important investment in our state. So as Secretary Northey intended to be here today, but of course with the ongoing high path avian influenza outbreak that we're dealing with across the state, he is needed this morning in Des Moines. I do want to report too, however, that he just got back last night from the farm up in Northwest Iowa. He finally got his soybeans planted. He was a little bit behind and not feeling too good about that, but they are in the ground. And you all need him and farmers like him to plant more soybeans, and he needs processing like you're going to do here to make sure that there's markets for that. So I think we all win in this scenario. But I thought, as long as I am, you know, talking to you this morning, I might give you just a quick update on the high path avian influenza response. Really, we're in the middle of an unprecedented foreign animal disease outbreak in this state. And in terms of the number of animals impacted and the scale of this response, we're at 73 sites that are affected positive. We'll announce, actually, unfortunately, a couple more this afternoon. We need the weather to warm up and dry out, and we've kind of had quite the opposite of that. But we're almost sitting just shy of 29 million birds that have been affected by this virus, and it's now in 18 counties across our state. And this is important. Iowa is number one in egg production. We're number 11 in turkey production, and so this will be an impact that will be felt not only by our poultry producers, but also those who provide inputs for them. But as we know, agriculture is resilient, and we will recover, and we will be stronger on the other side. But right now, there's a lot of people hurting. You know, some farmers that are experiencing the worst times that they've ever had in their business, and again, those communities that are around those poultry sites are also experiencing some pain as well. But so again, just on behalf of Secretary Northey, I just wanted to convey his greetings and his apologies for not being able to be here. But it's good to see Tom Oswald and Grant Kimberly from Soybean Association. Thank you for being here and the work that you do to expand opportunities for our producers and soybeans as well and around the world. But so again, congratulations on this expansion. You know, I love the numbers that Mark talked about, and I'll have to reiterate them too, but a $27 million investment, and this is on top of a significant footprint, as you all know, that West Central has in this state. And you know, that increased soybean demand of 6 million bushels, taking it to a total of 20 million bushels in total demand, is tremendous. And we need that capacity, and you know, you mentioned it too, and it's certainly last but not least is those 11 plus jobs that will be added as a result of this expansion. Good solid jobs for a great company. You know, investments like this and others like it across the state are why Iowa will continue to be a leader, a global leader in ag production. As you know, and you know these numbers well, we lead the nation in corn and usually in soybean production, and we're going to crush Illinois this year, right, Grant? It's looking good, but we'll do that this year. We have to let them win occasionally just to keep it interesting, but pork, egg, ethanol, and biodiesel production. We're number two in total red meat production, and we are second only to California in terms of the total ag sales back to the farm. So we punch above our weight in terms of the size of our state, and that's a very, very good thing. But we know that that's not those production statistics, and we're proud of those. That's not the entire story about Iowa agriculture. We're also a leader in ag processing. We have state-of-the-art soybean meal processing, corn milling, certainly biodiesel and ethanol and renewable fuels and animal nutrition products that have all been mentioned before my talk here. But we're also home to world-class research and development, both in the private sector and the public sector. But we also have a history and a culture of innovation. And as was mentioned before, innovation is part of the DNA of West Central. We've seen it time and time again with just this dairy platform that you've talked about, certainly REG and the biodiesel story. Again, this innovation is what will continue to allow us to thrive as a global leader in agriculture. Now, specific to dairy, and I do want to mention some of those, and Grant gave a great overview of this, but we do feel that we have a tremendous opportunity to grow dairy in this state. We have just shy of 1,400 dairy sites across our state. We produce around 540 million gallons of milk a year, which puts us about 12th in terms of production in the United States. And, something that always sticks with me, and this was a study that was done by Iowa State back in 2012, and so the numbers have probably changed, but the impact is still there, and that's that the direct and indirect economic impact of an individual dairy cow in Iowa is just over $23,000 per year. So every time you see a dairy cow out there, you think of $23,000 and the economic impact around that. So again, from an economic standpoint, dairy is a great opportunity for us in Iowa from a production standpoint and a processing standpoint, but also really for our entire region. And West Central can play a role in that by providing quality feed. So there's something else that whether we're talking about the economic benefits of expansion like this and the jobs created and the demand for more soy, or whether we're talking about water quality, we want also to make sure that we're conveying to every Iowan benefits from our agricultural sector in this state. Investments like this and the others like it across the state are critical to that. Ag is a significant contributor to Iowa's GDP. We're also a large employer of our fellow Iowans. And we want to make sure that fact is known for folks, especially in some of our urban settings. In fact, we need more people working in agriculture, we have more and more demand for that kind of employment. And certainly, last but not least, and Grant mentioned this too, with the demand for dairy around the world, we produce the safest, most affordable food supply in the world right here in the United States, and we can also help other countries with their efforts to achieve food security as well. So thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the vision of the leadership here at West Central and the farmer owners of this cooperative for the investment that you're making here today. It means a lot to your surrounding community, to Carroll County, certainly to Ralston and your surrounding communities and the farmers that are producing the soybeans that you're processing. So again, in closing, on behalf of Secretary Northey, congratulations and thanks again for this investment.
Before we close, I wanted to leave you with just a thought, a perspective, and it's more personal. And it kind of tells it's something I've taken for granted for a long time, but Alicia, can you hear me? Alicia had pointed out to me, Mylon, you're missing the boat. Dude, this is really a neat thing. And I said, okay. In my 10 years with West Central on the dairy side of things, I had the opportunity to travel. I think it was maybe 8 years ago we made a definite plan to grow internationally. We have on staff who I think is one of the finest human beings I'll ever meet. That's Leopoldo Orozco, who handles all of our international And so Leopoldo and I have traveled extensively in a 10-year period of time. We've been to parts of the world that I would never imagine a dairy cow would be. But, you know, we had dinner with our distributor family in Saudi Arabia. We've had meals with potential customers in China. We've been to South Africa. We've been to most of South America. And it dawned on me, particularly when we were in Saudi Arabia, because they are a very heavy dairy country, that you're sitting there drinking milk or, you know, yogurt. Yogurt's particularly popular in China as well. Well, I kind of sat there and thought, you know, what a neat organization I work for, because in a country where local producers, I mean, I think we lose sight of the fact that what we do here at West Central is, whether it's whole beans we ship to China for further processing, or corn, or the feed we manufacture for swine here in our territory, or the dairy cows we feed, we're actually feeding animals that feed humans. And, you know, so essentially we're part of the food chain. And to think that the quality product we make, like Soy Plus, from our own producer's beans, to a value-added product that improves milk production, improves the herd health of dairy cows that produce healthy, safe milk, that whether it's my family at home or my kids, you know, pouring milk over a bowl of cereal, whether it's here or in Saudi Arabia or China or South America, that's pretty darn neat. You know, and to be part of a company that can do that, you know, that's local, yet has a global touch, I think that is just pretty darn neat. And as I said earlier, it's just a real privilege and an honor for me to be part of this organization. And I think that goes for every employee here at the co-op. So with that, I guess we're adjourned. We have refreshments?
Mark has a couple of...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to usurp you, Mark. Thank you.